Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, John Auville, a.k.a. Cakes, and EB, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. We got Ben Standing joining us at 8 o'clock, not 7 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, Mike Locksley joins us, the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins.
Yeah, playing Florida Atlantic on Saturday. I believe that's a noon kick.
It is.
I think you guys asked me.
Florida Atlantic, they have a brand new coach.
I said I was moving in my kid to Maryland tomorrow, and you asked me what floor. He's on the sixth floor. No air conditioning.
Well, right. Yeah, and move-in day is a good chance you're humping his stuff up six flights of stairs because everybody's going to use the elevator.
He's getting lucky now because the weather's cooling down.
Yes.
Usually in that first week of school or last week of August, it's burning.
It's a short window. They give you from 1 to 2.
That's it?
To move your stuff in.
That's my understanding.
Yeah. It's going to be
They're a little flexible with that, but yeah, there's so many people moving in.
I mean, if it's a high rise and all these people are moving in, I guess they stack them.
That's the recommended time. You think those RAs they're paying $12 an hour or whatever it is down in the lobby are going to enforce anything?
No.
No, it's going to be chaos.
Yes, that's what it is.
I have no recollection of my mom moving me into my dorm or my mom and dad. I don't know if they did.
I'm sure they probably helped. Just moved yourself in.
Yeah, you know. Probably because I had a.
My parents didn't move me into nothing.
I had a car.
Yeah.
And actually, my son's gonna have a car. I gotta pay for his parking now.
Sure. Of course you do.
Yeah, gotta pay.
I guess he got hooked. I don't know. I don't think usually freshmen.
Freshmen got a parking pass.
What's
going on there in College Park?
He's gotta make some cash.
They want revenue. Yeah. They want more rev. Is what they want.
Well, right, you want me to hit the skins in instead?
Let's do that.
Standing's not here. All right, so Standing is at 8. Of course, we'll give him props for he called the Brian Robinson thing before all of us.
He
saw
definitely
that coming.
Did. Yep, he was in on it.
Of course, I'm going to tell him that too. I'm going to say,
as you
should. You know what you're talking about. I don't. That's exactly what I'm going to say.
He came out with the 53 yesterday. We talked about it earlier. Everybody had to do it, of course. Today, the big deadline is the 70-man total roster, so you have your 17 on your practice squad. But again, if you're just getting in your car, you're not paying attention. They are keeping three quarterbacks, Jaden, Marcus, and Josh. I think the presumptive sort of thought right now is if the season started right now, given how little Marcus Mariota's worked on with his Achilles tendonitis, that Josh Johnson would be the backup in week one against the Giants. But we'll see how that plays out. Mariota's missed most of training camp with a leg issue, but he did return to practice some last week, so we'll see. They did let Hartman go, but I know guys like J.P. Finley are like convinced that they're going to bring him back to the practice squad. So, you know, hey, good on him.
Good.
Root for all these guys.
I'll see him in some of the local restaurants in Ashburn.
Yeah.
He's always out, by the way.
Oh, he is?
Oh, he loves to go out and eat. Him and Mariota, mm-hmm. Love it.
Why not? Yep. Who doesn't love eating?
They love to do it.
The running back room, they kept four after they got rid of B-Rob. Some of the older guys, like Felton they released, the Kaz Allen they released. I assume some of those guys will be recalled to the practice squad today if no one picks them up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're keeping Eckler, Bill, McNichols, and, of course, C-Rod. Got to get used to that. I'm used to B-Rod.
C-Rod?
C-Rod.
Mm. Okay.
Who I think is going to get a great shot this year.
So Eck, Bill, C-Rod.
And McNichols.
And J-Mac.
Yep.
Yeah. Just nicknames for everybody.
Got nicknames. Four tight ends. I don't think anybody's really surprised. We saw the way this was shaking out. Ertz, Bates, Sinnott, and Yankoff. Yankoff's kind of a do-everything kind of guy. Offensive line or receiver, they kept five. This is the one I think maybe I could see a move today. McLaurin, Debo, Jalen, Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey. McCaffrey hasn't shown much, but they still do seem to like him. I've seen and heard Dan Quinn talk about how he felt him on special teams. He felt his speed on a play where they didn't even get the ball to him. So they're wanting to see stuff that the fans largely haven't seen. But he's the fifth receiver right there. I don't think you can rely on him yet. Noah Brown, you can't rely on.
No.
So you got to imagine Jalen Lane's a rookie. I mean, it's really actually quite remarkable when you look at kind of how thin that receiver room is. When you really look at it,
it's kind of tenuous.
How many teams only have five receivers on their active?
Only five, and three of them you can't rely on.
Something tells me that Adam Peters, he's going to sift through the garbage that got cut, and he's going to try to unearth something.
I think so.
To add to that room.
By
the way, going back to Yankoff for a second, it's Drab's kind of guy. He's from Coeur d'Alene.
UCLA, right?
He played at Washington and UCLA. That is a Drab guy if I've ever seen one. Right there.
O-line, I don't even know the number. Let me see. 3, 6, 9. It kept 9. Mm-hmm. Tunsil, Brandon Coleman, Biadasz, Allegretti, Wiley, Josh Connerly Jr., of course, Chris Paul, George Fant, who they just signed last week, and then Trent Scott. I think five of those guys can play tackle. A couple of those tackles can play guard, so they have some flexibility.
The Fant signing went kind of under the radar. I think he's got 75 starts under his belt.
Yeah.
Pretty seasoned dude.
How was he with Seattle? Did you pay attention to him, Drabby? George Fant?
He's a backup.
That's fine. You need
whatever.
Depth.
Yeah, he's a depth guy.
Often more problem than not.
Okay.
Cosby was the one that some people, they were trying to insinuate that he might be ready for week one, but they are going to put him on the PUP list, so I guess that means he'll miss at least the first four games of the season.
Correct.
Coleman did miss a lot of camp with a leg injury, but he got some snaps against the Ravens, and apparently he should be good to go for week one. On the defensive line, obviously everybody saw Cleveland Farrell was let go. Mm-hmm. The guys that were kept, Dietrich Wise, who flashed, remember, was it in the second preseason game when he got the penalty for, he had the sack and then he grabbed the guy, the guy.
I think that was against the Bengals.
Yeah, I think that was the second.
Or maybe, it might have been the first one.
Who knows? Daron Payne, Kinlaw, who's like the largest man wearing 52 I've ever seen.
Pretty big dude.
Jacob Martin, who brought in, of course, to provide the pass rush. Johnny Newton, Dorrance Armstrong, Jean-Baptiste, and Eddie Goldman.
So don't you find that to be the most questionable unit on the team, defensive line?
You don't have any, like, stars. So maybe if you mean it in that sense.
Yeah. I also mean it in last season they couldn't stop the run. And they've tried to shake it up a little bit to hopefully address that. But to me, it's the biggest question mark.
But I probably agree. Five of these guys are new players. They weren't on the roster last year.
I mean, if they can stop the run, the defense could be damn good.
Yeah.
Well, Dietrich Wise, they say, that's what he does. He was a run stopper with the Patriots.
No, I think they were very intentional in the offseason.
Yeah.
That they lost to Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that I look at it in its most simple form. Saquon Barkley, they couldn't stop in three games.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to beat the man.
Yeah, I mean,
and the man's the Eagles. Kinlaw's, and how do you do it? You got to stop their run.
Kinlaw's massive. Goldman is a huge guy. I mean, Peters made a concerted effort to get that defensive line beefier.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see we'll see how Quinn and Witt line them up. Because remember when they brought in Kinlaw, we started talking about the elephant end and all that sort of thing. So they might line him up outside sometimes. Because if you think about Saquon busted loose to the outside a few times. Now, he went right up the middle,
too. He did that against a lot of teams.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
But if you've got a mammoth of a man on the outside, he might have to stay inside a little bit more.
If there's any question, that's the biggest question going into the 2025 season. Can they stop the run? Offense should be fine, should excel. Can they stop the run? Biggest question. Biggest question. Linebacker, I think personally that's their thinnest unit. Now, they have Von Miller listed as a linebacker, but he's essentially defensive end. I think they have to list him as a linebacker based on his number. But really, their starting linebackers are Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. Of course, Bobby, respected pro, but, you know, he's certainly way up there in age. And then Louvu, I mean, they're relying a lot on him. They're going to expect more pass rush out of him this year.
Yep.
And then you have guys, you know, like Nick Ballore's a special teams guy. Jordan McGee, huge question mark, young guy that they like. And then Kaho, however you say his name, is the undrafted free agent that flashed and made the team. Good on him, but certainly unproven at this level. So that's a unit that I'm kind of got raised eyebrows about.
And Medrano
making
the
Medrano,
team.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn loves him some Bobby Wagner, but he probably doesn't want him playing 99% of the snaps in 2025 like he did last year.
Wouldn't be ideal, I would think.
That's a shockingly high number.
I think our corners look pretty good. My biggest question mark will be Lattimore. He's one with the best resume, but you know hasn't done much the last couple of years. Let's see if Lattimore can return to form on some level. Then they love Amos. Sanistro, they love. He's going to play more on the inside. And then, of course, you got Jones and Noah I, who apparently they may be shopping or at least gauging interest.
Again, I was surprised by that news yesterday.
Yeah.
It's hard to find good corners and depth at cornerback, and you have one and you're just going to deal the guy. Maybe they just don't feel like he's going to play.
Maybe someone overpays for him.
True.
And at safety, Will Harris, Quan Martin, Percy Butler, Jeremy Reeves, and Tyler Owens. I like that group. I don't know that there are any superstars there, but I actually really liked what we saw with Reeves. He was kind of all over the field.
I think a lot of pundits think that Quan Martin is getting on the cusp of being like,
a guy. He's getting
like
better.
Superstar level.
He's getting better.
Which is great. It's great to hear.
So that looks like it's fairly set. There could still be a couple tweaks, obviously, today if they pick up somebody that they don't want to put on the practice squad, that they want to put on the active roster. So who knows? Maybe, I don't know. Like if they want to
move Tahoe
or somebody, or maybe there's going to be a D lineman that they let go of. I don't know. But
can you imagine being in their personnel department? I don't know how many guys do this, but just kind of keeping track of all of the cuts from all of the teams.
Oh, it's got to be dizzy.
Who's good? Who's bad? Yeah. Who are you interested in on putting on the practice squad or possibly on the active? Because, I mean, you're talking about hundreds of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stay on top of that.
Got to have tabs on every single one of them.
Hell yeah.
You know, they still haven't turned in the contract, as far as I know, to the NFL that Terry signed. I don't know if you guys saw some of the clips of Terry, like hugging.
I did see them.
AP.
Him coming into the complex.
And DQ. He came into the complex with his wife. Mm-hmm. And they had the nice little setup in there. Scary Terry, the little, I don't know. Was that a digital thing they had in there? It looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a huge TV board.
Yeah, it looked great.
Yeah.
Stepping it up. Commander's definitely stepping it up.
Yep.
Everybody looked happy though. No really idea yet of the details of the contract. The assumption is, based on the fact that they didn't leak it, that maybe the guarantee isn't necessarily something to brag about, but that at the end of the day, everybody should be happy. Mm-hmm. He's going to get $30 million up front, however they spread that out. And then, you know, I guess the average AAV, 32, puts him right in there, you know, but 6 or 7 at wide receiver. So he should be happy with that at his age.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. And he looked pretty darn happy. And so he'll finally be on the football field. And then last but not least, I think we've touched on this a little bit, but obviously they're starting to hype up the experience. We're still going to be at Northwest Stadium for a few years, and they're hyping up the food cakes. They had a concession tasting event on Monday.
Yep, that's a common bit now at stadiums.
Where were our invites?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we're invited. They say the hot dogs are going to be Vienna beef hot dogs from Chicago. Chicken tenders are going to be bigger and sweeter. You're going to have waffle fries along with W-shaped pretzels.
Okay.
They'll have a signature spice called the Raise Hail. 3 local restaurants were featured at the preview. DMV crab rolls, it'll be their 5th season at Northwest Stadium, but District Taco and Marvin's Chicken Sandwiches are making their first appearance this year. So look for some upgraded food options.
Okay, I will.
If you go out to Northwest Stadium for a game.
I'll keep my head on a swivel for those.
Speaking of food, care to play the guess how much money JP paid at the movies last night?
Oh, I'd love to play this game.
So I went with Kelsey and Dylan. I saw Weapons.
Okay. Oh. Did you like it?
I did. I didn't love it as much as Cakes. I would give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay. 4 is pretty good.
I'm not that interested anymore.
I liked it.
It's pretty good.
Mar was down on it. JP's now down on
it. I'm not down on it. Give a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, but when you say didn't like it as much, that's
well,
me, that's
he loved
down.
It.
You're down on
it. I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
It's like the
that's
Exorcist
my girl Ruthie.
Light.
My girl Ruthie.
She's good.
Yeah, she's really good.
I do like her.
She's good. And Josh Brolin's in the movie.
Yep.
All right. So tickets, 3?
No, the tickets were fine. It was actually $7 Tuesday at Cal's.
Oh, that's a great deal.
All right. But I got pretzels.
How many pretzels?
It came with 4 pretzel sticks and cheese.
Ooh. Okay. So
pretzel
bucks.
Sticks.
15 bucks.
Pretzel sticks and cheese.
15
okay.
bucks.
Dylan and I got Sprites.
Mm-hmm. But $5 each.
Oh, bottles or fountain Sprites?
They put them in a cup that was bigger than this.
So 2. You got multiple.
Because it's like waiter service. There.
All right. Yeah.
$10. And then Kelsey and I split like the fudge brownie sundae, whatever
love,
it was.
God love sweets.
$40 in food.
67.
Yeah, I think 40 to 40. I'll go $47.50.
You're pretty close.
Yeah.
$50.
$50.
$50.
Pretzel sticks. You're damn near at dinner, though. I mean, two Sprites. You had dessert. I mean, you had, what, the big pretzels?
Pretzel sticks that you dip into cheese. Yeah, what and was the two other? Sprites.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, but you saved money on the ticks.
Did save money on the tickets.
$21 total on the ticks.
Apparently, it's a thing at Countless. $7 Tuesdays.
Well,
not as good as when you had the five. Was it
$5 Tuesdays? Yeah.
Why is it Tuesdays the branded day?
Because it's slow on Tuesdays.
Nobody goes.
I couldn't believe though. I got out of the theater around 9:20.
Yeah,
and I think you're familiar with the Kentlands. It was packed.
Really?
I mean, people don't eat at home anymore.
No.
There's
why would you?
I mean, they had several restaurants and they were all jammed on a Tuesday. I was like, what the heck is going on here?
People don't want to cook themselves.
Yeah.
I want others to do it for them. I can't blame them.
All right, coming up next, we tackled this a little bit earlier, but let's get into it. The 53-man roster for the Commanders is the oldest in the NFL. We'll give you some details and tell us if you're concerned. 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Mm. We mentioned it earlier. The Washington Commanders are the oldest team in the NFL. How troubling is this to you as a Commanders fan? If you look at this graph, I mean, the Packers are the youngest team in the NFL. Their average age is slightly over 25. Eagles are second. Their average age is 25.49. The Commanders' average age, it's significantly higher than most of the teams in the NFL at 28. Most of the teams fall in the 26 to 27 range, and Washington is just slightly over 28. 1-800-636-1067. Does this worry you? Now, some of these guys are key players. They brought in veterans last year. It was a plan by Adam Peters and Dan Quinn to bring in veterans who were leaders who were still producing.
Yep.
Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler.
Eckler, right.
They've decided to keep Josh Johnson, so he brings up that average age a little bit. They brought in Von Miller this year. He brings up that average age a little bit. Do you have a problem with this approach, and does it worry you?
I don't have a problem with it, but just don't be surprised if these guys start showing signs of their age. I mean, Debo isn't quite to that age yet, but he's coming off a season where he was hampered by a lot of injuries. Hopefully that's something that doesn't rear its head again in 2025. But I'm not going to be stunned if Bobby Wagner picks up some sort of small injury or Austin Eckler. Let's hope he can dodge the concussion, you know, the thing that he had to deal with last year. Like, I will not be surprised if an older roster starts showing signs of wear and tear.
Much like fantasy football, right, where it's not necessarily your draft or your opening day roster. It's how you manage it throughout the season.
Yeah.
That'll be the key for the Commanders.
I think Peters is going to have his hands full doing that throughout this campaign.
Have to, you know, they'll have to be keenly aware of what's out there, of where they stand with injuries, key pickups here and there. That's going to be part of the deal.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys may not be on the roster next year, some of the older guys, but we'll see. Doesn't overly concern me, but the fact that the depth really showed some signs of you know, an inability to stop teams, especially on the defensive side and in preseason. So if some of these guys, these starters get banged up, that could be an issue.
They even have an old kicker. Matt Gay's 31.
Yeah.
What will overly concern me is if Jaden Daniels gets hurt.
That's the number one thing.
That will overly concern me.
So the previous oldest teams that this guy, Jimmy Kempsky, has been calculating, he said he's been doing it since 2012. So 13 years.
Yeah, how's
the
oldest team fare?
The previous two oldest teams were the 2023 Saints and the 2018 Raiders, average age of 27.4. So they're significantly older.
Did it say what those records
those
were?
I'd have to go look at it.
I'd have to go back and
2023
look.
Saints, I'm guessing not great.
And 2018 Raiders, probably not very good. I mean, the Raiders haven't been good for a while. The Saints were 9-8 that year.
Okay.
In 23.
And the 2018 Raiders were 4-12.
800-636-1067. As a fan, are you concerned? And we, by the way, we knew that they were an old team.
Yes.
Maybe,
this is not news.
Maybe didn't know they were the oldest in the league, but they are. But does it concern you for this year?
You know, Tunsil's older.
Well,
yep.
Debo, you mentioned, is at 29. McLaurin is going to turn 30 this month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not too bad. The big ones, though, like Josh Johnson, I mean, in a perfect world, he's not going to play.
No. If he does, you're in trouble.
Right. Von Miller, I mean, he's going to have a role on this team, but he's probably going to play a third of the snaps.
But maybe it does tell you that, and I'm sure that this is what they're going to try to do, is you need an infusion of youth. You need an infusion of young talent.
Right. When Ron Rivera destroyed the roster, that's why you have an old roster now, because you don't have those young draft picks that are cheap labor for your team and are younger players.
Yeah.
That's what Adam Peters has been forced to do. He's been forced to plug the holes with older veteran players.
I mean,
blame Ron Rivera.
At the receiver position, you've got young guys that are backups. Who knows how much they'll play?
Mm-hmm.
So your starters are older. Offensive line, you got a couple young guys, right? Because you got Coleman, you've got Connerly. Running back, if Bill is the guy, he's obviously very young, right?
Rodriguez is young.
Secondary's got at least two or three really young guys. Linebackers are older, but the backups, you know, we question the depth there. Got a couple young guys. So there is some youth mixed in there. It's just most of the starters are older.
All right, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, Cakes, play some music, man. We're freaking getting fired up for week one.
Here's a tweet from E. Phillips. He says, no, average age means nothing as long as the talent level keeps moving in the right direction. On paper, this is a better team than last year's squad. That's literally all that matters. I agree with that to an extent. And we talked about this earlier. It's just one little goofy metric, but they used to have one guy in the top 100, mm-hmm. and now they've got five in the NFL PA's top 100.
All right, let's go to Toothpick. Calling from Texas. Toothpick, what's up, buddy? You're all the Junkies.
Hey, what's good? The room that concerns me most often is the linebackers.
Yeah.
With the malice that Bobby has on them and Von Miller's age as well, and the pass rush that he's expected to bring, other than that, the people behind them, I don't have too much faith in. But like you say, you're not a name until you make your name. So we'll see what Jordan McGee can do, and we'll go from there. But still worried about the pass rush.
Well, I mean, I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. Thanks,
to you. Thanks, buddy.
The problem with Jordan McGee is he's young and he's banged up all the time. that's not a great combination for him. He's had a hard time staying on the field. Like, he's 24 or 25, and he can't stay on the field.
Right.
That's an issue. You expect your older guys to miss some time. You don't really expect the guys who are in their physical prime, 24 to 26. Like, you expect those guys to generally be available.
Of the older guys that they're really counting on, Ertz,
mm-hmm.
probably Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner.
He's a massive piece to the defense.
They're by far, they're way up there. And they got big roles.
Right.
Let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys? What's up, Bish? Mikey, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
I think I don't think this was the plan originally. I think he wanted to plug a few holes last year, and then they went on that great run. And I think if we would have been under 500 team or wouldn't have made the playoffs, he would have made more of a youth movement this year. But I think they had no choice but to do that, because they got Jaden from another year on this contract, and they figured, let's get the best players we can get no matter the age and see if we can make one more run at Super Bowl. Next year, if they don't do that, then I think they'll clean house and get back to some more of a youthful team. That's mm-hmm. my thoughts.
Yeah. Hmm.
What are your thoughts about sort of like just the five receivers, you know, maybe potentially shopping Noah I? How comfortable are you with the current 53?
I think they're going to be fine. I think they have enough depth there. I know McCaffrey hasn't done much, but he also hadn't gotten much opportunity since the first few weeks of the season, which I don't know what the reason is, maybe. But I think they're going to be fine in that role. I do think they have to pick up another guy today for sure, mm-hmm. just to solidify it. But I think all in all, I think he did a good job at the roster, and I don't think it's done by any means. I still think there'll be a few moves made to make them a little bit better. But we are what we are, right? Let's see what we got.
All right, Mike C., we'll talk to you, bro.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Mike C.'s son played football at Richmond.
Nice.
I think he was a linebacker.
You could hear that little southern twang that he had. I don't know. I noticed something there.
I think he's from here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It is what it is. They inherited kind of a banged-up roster they didn't love, and so it's going to take a couple years to get it maybe to where you want it to be, maybe middle of the pack.
And but it is a lot better. It's improving. I mean, last year when we started talking about this team, I remember you in particular talking about all the holes in the roster.
Yeah.
And they've plugged some of those holes. It's not a perfect roster. It's far from perfect.
Yeah.
But they've plugged a lot of holes. They've addressed it. They've upgraded the talent. They've upgraded it like, in the secondary big time with young players in Amos and Sandstrom. You know, they've upgraded at wide receiver now with a veteran in Debo. They've upgraded that offensive line both via the draft and via
where do you put a trade. If Noah Brown stays healthy, where do you put our triumvirate of receivers? Noah Brown, Terry, and Debo.
As far as ranking in
middle
the league?
Of the pack? Middle of the pack for the rest of the league?
Maybe kinda bottom of the upper third.
It kind of depends on 20th, Debo.
Somewhere in that range.
It depends on Debo.
I mean, if you get Debo, just, you know, solid Debo.
Yeah, middle of the pack.
I'm just not sold on Noah Brown. I have a hard time thinking he's going to be able to play 12 or 14 games.
But when he does play, he's fairly effective.
He's fine. He's a good number three wide receiver.
They just don't have that young stud. They had a younger guy who was 23, 24 that was a stud.
Yeah.
And then they'd be higher. But when they say the average, I mean, even though Debo has had some injuries, I just don't think 29's old.
Well,
I just don't think, I don't see that as being.
He's approaching old. He's not old yet, but he's approaching.
I think 33, 34 is old.
Noah Brown's sneaky old, too. He's 29.
Yeah.
Like, he's not young.
Yeah, but that's like the back end of your prime.
Agreed.
For sure.
But again, he seems to be injury prone. I'm talking about Noah Brown.
Yeah.
Like, they're keeping him in bubble wrap to get him ready for week one.
I don't know. In the clips I've seen of Debo, they look freaking exciting. Like, I think he looks incredible, the clips that we've seen.
Well, I hope he can replicate it week one and beyond.
And I have no idea how many touches he's going to get. What do you think he's going to get? Is he going to get 8 to 10 touches? That maybe is too much. Maybe three that or four
probably
catches.
Probably just depends
couple
on the
runs.
Week.
He might only get five touches.
6 to 7 touches per game?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood?
He's going to get at least three or four catches.
You would think.
And then he's going to get like an end around or something.
Maybe two.
And 2 to 3 carries per game?
2 to 3 carries.
Something in that range?
Yeah. And one or two of those are going to, he's going to knock over dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to stand up and scream in your living room.
You would think.
And he's going to fire the entire team up.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Are the Commanders too old? Got a couple people that still want to weigh in on the Commanders. Are they too old? According to Jimmy Kepski from the Philly Voice, their average age is 28.1. That puts them as the oldest team in the NFL.
All right, you want to bang out some more of these calls? People chiming in, whether or not they're worried about the average age of this team. Maybe some other concerns with the makeup of the roster. Let's go to James, calling from New Winter, Maryland. Where is that, Cakes? New Winter?
New Winter.
I have no idea.
Where is
that?
That's a friend?
Newbie for
me. What county is that?
That's in Carroll County.
Carroll County. All right.
I'll pass Baltimore. Very nice.
All right. What's up, bud?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to tell you, I love you guys. I love the Commanders. And I don't think it's going to affect them because we have enough veteran players that been through this. And, you know, I'll adjust their body and their work ethic. So I'm not really concerned about their age.
Mm-hmm. All right.
At all. But I just want to tell you guys, this is my first time calling. And, you guys are great, man. You make my day from work, man, from 5 a.m. I can't wait till you get on at 6 a.m. to listen to you guys.
Thank you, buddy. What do you do for a living?
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I opened up a private detective agency.
Ooh, nice. Nice. What do you do? Like husbands cheating on their wives,
has
that kind
to
of thing?
Be. It's gotta
be. I do some of that. That's easy money, but most of the stuff I do is insurance fraud with insurance companies and law firms, stuff like that.
So I bet you got some great stories.
What kind of insurance fraud? Like somebody claimed they're injured and then they're out mowing the lawn?
They say they can't screw their wife and they're out water skiing, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right. If they say say they can't screw their wife. They get a
but they're putting on a roof, water skiing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The roofing. If you see a guy roofing, then you know he's lying. That's right. Some physical work. Yeah.
So, do you have like high tech cameras and all that? Where you snap?
Oh yeah,
pics?
I got it. I got everything, man. I got peephole cameras in hotels.
Peephole cameras. Hotel. What?
You got peephole cameras?
I get a hotel room across from you if you're cheating on your wife and
hold on. So you have that camera. It's like you can slide it under.
Yeah, just put it on the peephole, and then you can shoot video of your girlfriend walking in with you.
Here's the one I'm asking about. Do you have the one that's almost like a snake that can go underneath the door and like?
I got that too. Oh, yeah.
He's got it all,
dude.
This guy's awesome.
I have most of the technology.
Has anybody busted you and tried to kill you?
I had a cop one time threaten me, follow me home, and I got caught doing it, and then I just called the Maryland State Police and reported to them. They took care of it.
How much do you charge for like a standard husband and or wife cheating, cheating on each other type case?
Like for you guys, I'd give you a discount, but normally it's $75 an hour and 56 cents a mile.
And then how long do you have to stake them out before you bust them usually?
It's up to you guys. Usually, I hardly ever, if I do the case, I hardly ever lose people. But, I have some agents that, sometimes they lose people. It's hard to follow people, man. You're not the FBI.
Yeah, your underlings aren't as silly as you.
Right.
How many guys work for you or with you?
I have about 12.
Oh, my God.
That's a big staff. Dude, you're running. I mean, you're killing it. Are you killing it?
I probably pocket about $200,000 a year.
That's good cash. He's supposed to be a PI.
Probably really good in
new winter. I mean, sounds like a trifling town.
Well, you got to be good at it, to make a living.
Right.
Where's the furthest you've traveled on a case?
New York.
Yeah.
New York. Say, Ocean City a lot.
He's good at it.
Go out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but Secrets is a cheating haven, probably.
Yeah, North Carolina, Myrtle Beach is her favorite spot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
Kind of dumpy.
This guy's all over the place.
I get it. All right. Hey, thanks, man. Be safe out there, buddy.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Thank you.
That's James. Bye. He's not too concerned. No. He's got bigger fish to fry, Cakes.
Hope my wife never hires you. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Let's go to Mark in Largo, 800-636-1067, if you want to chime in. Mark, what's up, buddy? Are you worried?
Wow. Yeah, I am worried. That's tough to follow right there.
Yeah,
it is. Very tough. Yeah, I'm worried, man. Look, if Luke's last name wasn't McCaffrey, would he be on this team?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
He probably would be.
Yeah, they might give him one more year.
I think cutting Ja'Cory Brooks in favor of Luke McCaffrey, I'm just not a big fan of that. I mean, I just think that Adam is
probably
going to
bring him back today. It's almost a guarantee they're going to bring him back today.
And maybe they do. But, I just think they're building this kid up. They're hurting him more than they're helping him. I said on the Kevin Sheehan show the other day, I think his best bet would be to put on 30 pounds and become a tight end. I just don't think he can shake anybody.
So what you're saying is he's not even good as a wide receiver. So have him add a bunch of weight and play another position
that
he's unfamiliar with.
Well, look, if he's not shaking anybody as a quarterback,
I think he can. I think that's one of his strengths, his feet.
His feet, right. Okay, but he can't get away from anybody that's a quarterback.
Last year, he was, at least early in the season, one of the best separators.
Really?
He was statistically.
You're reaching.
We're gonna figure it out this season. If he can't build on last season and have a good second year, he's probably gonna be on the cut bubble next year.
I don't think these guys are in the business of just keeping people because they're last name.
No, I don't think so at all.
They're in the business of trying to win as many games as possible. Yep. So, you can make a case for Ja'Cory Brooks or somebody else. They like McCaffrey a little bit more, and they invested in him by drafting him.
And they also might be able to use him. Look, what if there's an issue with Lane at punt returner?
Yeah.
He could come in and be your backup punt returner.
I would almost bet my life, unless Brooks is picked up by somebody, which he probably won't be, that they're going to sign him to the practice squad today. It's almost a guarantee. I would almost bet my life on
that.
And
J.P. Finley just tweeted recently that Hartman is a lock for the practice squad.
I know. I don't get that, but maybe he runs a scout team well and...
They like his knowledge. Maybe they're grooming him to be a quarterback guru or
maybe Jaden
something.
Said, that's my guy. Put him on the practice squad. Do me a solid.
Maybe Jaden's mom said that.
Maybe she did. I don't know.
Well,
I'd love to get some details on that.
Right. Anyway, I'm just ready. I'm ready. Next week, we start to get some Giants guys on. Mm-hmm. Start to lock in.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tougher challenge than I thought.
Are we getting a weekly commander player like we've had the last few years?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do we have an update there?
Yes, but it
can't announce it yet.
Can't announce it yet.
Oh, okay.
Do you have an idea?
Oh, we know.
Oh, you know the player?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Can we ask you questions about it? Trying to narrow it down.
Nothing's been cited.
I think is it who we thought it might be? We talked about a couple months ago.
Not if it was a couple months ago.
Oh.
No, I know. I heard the first one that fell through.
That's a big hit.
That's all I can
say. That's a big
hit. No, let me ask you this.
That means he's new to the roster.
Let me just ask you this. What conference did he play
anymore.
In college?
He hasn't signed anything, so.
I'm just asking the conference.
What conference did he play in?
Yeah. Was he a Power 4 guy?
AFC.
No, I'm talking about college.
I know you are.
Oh, okay. You're not going to tell me, are you?
He's not going to
tell you
in
2 minutes.
All right.
All right, we put it up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is, are you worried that the Commander's roster is too old? You can vote at Junks Radio now. Coming up next, Ben Standing joins us as we talk more Commanders getting geared up for week 1.